B-Pod Studios.
Please welcome to the show.
Hello.
Jenna Catherine. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You're a time traveler.
Yes, I am.
Like H.G. Wells, time traveling. Like,
yes.
How do you go about time traveling, ma'am?
Well, you don't dematerialize yet. You might do that in 2020, but now you learn to expand your mind.
Oh, so this you're dreaming.
No,
you're having dreams at night, and you think you're time traveling.
No, I go within, and I can sense my self in the future and others.
I'm just relieved to know that you haven't created some sort of doomsday device.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
All right. So you traveled to the year 2020.
Yes.
Yeah. Why 2020?
Well, actually, it started when my attorney was doing a report on the legal system in 2020.
Why did you have an attorney?
Were
you
in some
sort of trouble? Another story.
You were in trouble, weren't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Breaking the law.
I offered to give my my view of the legal system in 2020.
Right.
Because I had been doing some time traveling and some...
So you've traveled to other times then?
Yes.
Can you travel back?
Yes.
Yeah? How far back have you gone? To dinosaur time?
No, not dinosaur time.
Caveman time?
Actually, I have gone to caveman time.
Yeah? What was life like then?
There was not time then.
No, there was no time.
Right.
You can't, set the Wayback Machine to caveman time.
Yes, it's a very different kind of sensation of who you are
I
at
see.
That time.
Uh-huh.
In quotes.
So what do you feel like?
In caveman time?
Yeah.
Hungry?
Quite heavy.
People were fat in caveman time?
They were caveman-like. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not so thorough on my caveman knowledge.
Were cavemen able to process thoughts, or were they more like monkey men?
More like monkey men.
Yeah, and eating a lot of, saber-tooth stuff, which is very fatty.
You can actually sense that their physical senses aren't as developed, whereas in the future, in 2020, it's just the opposite.
Well, why 2000? I mean, 2020, you're making these claims of such great change.
Yes,
it's only 21 years away.
Right.
And we're not going to go and be able to control our body temperature, talk mentally to our food.
It is a ways away, though, Stan. A child born today will be able to legally drink at age 21.
Yes, right.
So that is a ways away.
Right. Well, we're not talking Jetson time.
Right.
I mean, how do you, what, these great leaps in human ability to think and communicate with their food and to change their body temperature?
That I'm interested in. You communicate with your food. What does the food say?
Well, one
Ouch.
Question at a time. It does seem like a lot of change very quickly.
It sure does.
What do you communicate with your food?
Yeah, what does the food say?
I don't know. It depends on the food.
Does the cow still say moo?
Yes.
Does the pig go oink oink?
Yes,
but they'd be
I'll tell
dead.
You something you would hear it quite differently than that.
Does Stan still go
wee 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 wee? Can you go and find out what we'll be doing in 2020? Can you go and time travel to 2020 and look me up?
I can tell you something about people in general in that year, and you can too if you learn to do what I've done. And you
Instead
will
eat
doing
a big
that.
Meal before you go to bed.
Yeah, I think what is they say when you eat before you go to bed, you have wild dreams.
Right.
Is that your case?
No, this is not. I'm really a down to earth kind of person. I'm not a flaky new age psychic type, as you can probably tell by talking to me.
I can tell.
Are you a registered Democrat or Republican?
Why? What difference does it make?
You haven't voted in 30 years.
No, that's wrong.
I'm
a registered Democrat.
What was the first president you voted for?
Hoover?
I don't know. Somebody in the late 60s.
In the late 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. McCarthy?
I don't remember.
No? All right. But you do remember the year 2020?
Yes. And let me just throw something out because...
What will the cars look like in 2020? Are we going to still have nice cars? And what year the new Dodges? What do they look like?
I don't believe that we'll be traveling around in cars then.
In just 21 years, we won't be traveling around in cars.
That's my feeling. Yes.
That's your feeling, but you say you've been there, so you
right?
know.
Yes.
What are we going to? How are we going to travel? Jetpack, like James Bond.
No. Amazingly, I think you'll probably be doing some walking, a lot more walking, maybe riding a horse.
Right, well, we're going back to the horse and buggy. I'm not Amish.
Well, I think it will be, in some ways, it will be a little bit more like that. It'll be much more intimate. Be very different. You'll actually know your neighbor and probably like him or her a lot.
Is this a result because of war? Will we have battles?
Have you seen the movie The Postman?
No.
Because I'm thinking maybe that's what it was.
You saw that movie and now you're coming up with this.
No, I haven't seen it, and I have been...
What is going to be the great change in 21 years that'll prompt us to do away with the automobile, go back to horse and buggy, be more friendly with our neighbors, and be able to talk to our food?
I don't know if it'll just be one change. It probably won't be one change.
What about bathrooms? Will they change radically? Will we return to the days of outhouses and piss buckets?
Hadn't thought about it exactly like that, but you won't be as ashamed of your body.
We won't be. Why? Will I be fit and trim?
You'll probably be more fit and trim than you are today.
Really?
Why is that? Because all this low-fat stuff?
Because your energy will be moving a lot, because you'll be much more loving.
I don't know. I feel like I got my mojo working pretty good right now.
And I can trust me, I can't get any more loving than I am right now.
I doubt it.
You doubt that, huh?
Yep.
He doesn't sound loving to you?
What do I sound like to you?
Somebody who wants to elicit some cute little thing from me so that it's fascinating to your listeners.
Well, ideally that would be the case, sure. But 9 times out of 10, he doesn't get the job done.
Right. In a real world, Jenna.
Yes.
Do you like him?
I'm not even keeping track of who's talking. I don't have a
sense
for
this. You're very confused, aren't you? Now, can I tell you right now to go into a trance and project yourself to another year? Can you do that over the phone?
Not really.
Not really?
No. I mean, you're firing questions at me. And
right, like a machine gun, firing questions after the other.
Guys, I'm not trying to prove anything to you.
I'm not asking you to prove anything to me. You go on and you go promoting yourself that you go to the year 2020.
Calm
I want to know
Calm
about
down,
it.
Stan.
I want to know about it right now.
I believe
her. Well,
I believe her.
You believe her?
Yep.
Oh, for the love of.
Well, the interesting thing is you asked me earlier about whether I could tell you what you were doing in 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw something out at you. You have more ability to do this about yourself, perhaps, than I do.
Are you saying that
I
can
do it?
Are you saying that I can time travel?
Yes.
No, she's talking about the man in the mirror.
I am saying that.
You're saying that I can time travel?
Yes.
How do I go about doing that?
You have to construct some sort of doomsday device.
I guess so.
Well, first of all, recognize that it is possible to bring the future into your mind. Chances are you're carrying around a lot of beliefs that is impossible. And that's the first thing that's getting in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Take some stabs at it, and you'd be surprised what comes into your mind if you just let it rip. Maybe pick up a pen and try and describe what you're doing in 2020. What happens is you start tapping into your unconscious and your potential.
Mm-hmm. So you're a believer that everything has been preordained. It's all been written out. We're just following a great big script.
No, I'm not. I think there are certain paths that are probable. And depending upon the choices you make, you'll be on some of the bigger paths, the more likely ones.
Do you feel that Oral Roberts was being entirely truthful when he sang the song "Something Good Is Going to Happen to You"?
I don't know what he said, but that sounds very good.
Yeah. All right. You're not putting out a book or anything, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there it is. Okay, what's the book?
It's called Conversing with the Future.
Uh-huh.
I'm Jenna Catherine. I'm talking about the year 2020. And
the whole book's on 2020?
Basically, it's on 2020 and how to physically manifest it.
What's the last movie you saw?
Titanic.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it a lot.
I thought it was a chick movie. What's the last book you read?
The last book I read? Oh, let's see. It's around here someplace. Something about atomic energy.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually eat?
What do I usually eat?
Yeah. Describe your diet.
Oh, I like granola. I like a lot of fruit. I like a lot of vegetables. I love beer.
Those are all things that'll make you gassy, though.
Right.
And fire.
How do you think I got to 2020?
Right.
I can one up you guys.
Right.
All right, there, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's from a young woman in Florida named Carla, who feels that her message of regret can best be expressed by a song. Here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm 19 years old, and last summer I graduated from high school. The day I walked with my fellow classmates while my family members cheered me on only seemed exciting. For me, the day was not so great. You see, Casey, I've been in love with a boy named Jason since the seventh grade. To me, he was the perfect guy with perfect looks and intelligence. I liked him so much that sometimes it hurt me at night when I went to bed. When I listened to the radio at night, tears would fall just thinking about him. At school, I just stare at Jason from afar. When he or I passed in the hall, we'd glance at each other, and that glance was enough to make my heart pound. I wished so hard for him to come up and just talk to me. I wanted so much to go up to him and say hi, but I never had the guts to do it. I was afraid of him not liking me or thinking I'm weird. So when graduation day came, I felt proud of getting through high school. But the prospect of not seeing Jason again made my heart break. Now a year has gone by, and I still dream about him and relive my high school memories over and over again. I'll never forget him as long as I live. Thank you, Carla. Carla, here's your request and dedication.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure.
Ooh. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show, and so it begins. But this is not just any Monday. We start the safe word again for hitting the G spot, chance to get a thou. We've added one more time slot. That's in the morning. And we've got one coming up at 4 o'clock today. Could get you a thou if you know the safe word.
I got to remember that about the door.
Yes. Yes. Also,
it affects a lot of things.
Yeah. Also, this week, we're going to continue to get people qualified with a golf ball, because this Saturday is when the chopper comes in, drops off all the golf balls, and somebody's going to win that customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers.
Are we going to...
So we don't have time for anything else. See you later, everybody.
Yep.
What?
So is there going to be a sound system there when this thing is going on with the balls?
Okay, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Here's the deal. And I was having this discussion last weekend, or this past weekend, with my girlfriend, because she wants to go see the chopper drop all the golf balls out. This would be a nice,
quite
nice
a spectacle.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I said to her, well, all qualifiers, the golf balls are going to go out of the helicopter at 5 p.m. At the Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero. We're going to all be hanging out in Duffy's.
And
you must be present, but I don't know what time we got to get there and what we're supposed to do.
Well, I just need to know if there's a sound system, because I think if there's going to be a chopper dropping golf balls, that we should be cranking something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would just add to
it. See, that's like the opening of the old Magnum PI with the chopper.
Yep.
What about an Airwolf?
No.
With an Ernie Borgnine.
See, if people are standing waiting for this to happen.
Yeah.
And we go.
Yep. Because that's the key, the beginning part of it.
Everybody's kind of milling around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really sure what's going to happen.
Right.
And then...
That's going to take everybody... I don't care if you're in mid-conversation.
Yep.
Enjoying a cold beer.
And then you see that chopper coming in low and fast.
You're going to stop. You're going to stop. I think Tom Selleck. That's all I think.
Well, you think helicopters.
No, Airwolf, I think helicopters.
Can you even hum Airwolf's song?
I don't even remember what the song was. Is it on there? Do you have Airwolf?
I could probably find it, but nobody would know it.
I don't know. Can I hear it? I'd like to
hear
it.
I'm telling you, Magnum is the definitive
helicopter
song. Look,
Magnum perked my interest, but I'd like to hear what Airwolf, because this just makes me think Tom Selleck. And then who was the his buddy, the black guy that flew the helicopter? What was his name?
T.C.
T.C. And then I think Top Cat. Oh, what's this? Is Airwolf?
Now, see, this sounds more like Knight Rider.
Yeah, it does. Probably the same producers. What, and what the hell is Ernie Borgnine doing flying a chopper?
Star power.
That's right. He's an Academy Award winner.
You tell him. That doesn't,
Look, it doesn't stand up
to Magnum.
I agree with you.
You always got to spoil it.
I'm not spoiling anything. I didn't know what it sounded like.
That's nothing compared.
Hey, I'll fly.
There we go. That's chopper music right there.
It's chopper music. Yeah, it's chopper. I'm not going to deny it.
But it's all moot if there's not going to be, you know, a set of speakers there. And I'd have to have Junior burn this.
Yeah.
Because I don't travel with this.
No. Look, I don't know what the deal is. All I know is that it's happening at 5 p.m. Do we get there right at 5?
Yes, and then this lasts for 60 seconds.
And then it's over.
Yep.
That's not the case. I don't know.
I do like it.
All right. Thank you.
And then when this is played where it's getting crispy,
yeah,
you can keep it going.
In excess?
Yeah.
God. No.
I think that'd work.
Whatever.
Oh, this is... Here we go. Follow Magnum with this.
Yeah.
All right. If you have ball number blah, 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 you're the big winner. Bye, everybody.
Not how it's gonna happen.
See, this always reminded me of the Magnum theme. Can you hear it?
Sure. Yeah, I hear it.
Great segue from Magnum into this. And it'll be subliminal. People won't even know, hey, that makes sense. I don't know why. It's all right. I'm a disc jockey. I know what I'm doing. What you need, baby? Bring up Ebony.
Yeah, this is like strip club.
Yep. Oh, yeah, maybe you're the big winner, huh? Who's the big winner? Who's the big dog on this golf course, huh? Somebody's going to be driving home in this baby. No, Ebony doesn't come with it. You got spokesmodels or anything?
I don't know. That's the whole reason I brought it up.
And so we get there at 5.
No, that's when the drop happens. for Christ's sake, I don't know.
You are getting a very good inside look at Stan's life.
Yeah.
Well, they said it was at 5.
Yeah.
So that's when I got there. Why are you upset?
That's when it takes place.
All right, everybody, get them golf balls out.
People got to go and sign in. I don't know how this.
Come on, everybody, balls out for Harambe. No dancing girls that we know of.
No, I don't know. There could be. I don't know. Zito's on vacation this week.
I don't know. We're in a time warp, man.
What do you mean?
Well, we just opened the show with that woman talking about what things will be like in 2020. Yeah. What year is it?
2019.
Jeez.
We did that 21 years ago, or 22 years.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, we know dancing girls. Well, we did. They're now in their 50s.
It's true.
Didn't work out like I thought, Stan.
No. Oh, well, now we got suggestions coming in. I ain't dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it.
What suggestions? For dancing girls more music?
Time to do a mash.
No, that's depressing. That's about suicide.
Mash up kind of thing. And then how about a little Aldo Nova fantasy?
I could see that.
No, you can't.
Why?
No, you can't. You can't. Please, no. Don't.
Well, you got to do the long version.
No, you don't. No. No, don't. I can't take it right now. Look, I can't take it.
You don't like this?
I can't do Aldo Nova right now. I can't do a long version. We're up against a heartbreak.
All right. So you can't handle Aldo Nova.
I want to handle Aldo Nova.
All right.
I don't
want to
handle any of this.
Whoever suggested Aldo Nova.
Oh,
then,
yeah, that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
See, that might work.
That might work. I don't, okay.
So
I don't need to worry.
Aldo Nova,
it's a week away.
If Aldo Nova doesn't work for you, then we got to go with an alternate.
What? Jesus. Stop, Haney.
See, I understand where he's coming from with Aldo Nova and this stuff, but I think the sound effects, they take too long. I think the Magnum and, just hits it, and then
one,
it's over in 60 seconds.
Jumps right in. You want to shut this off so we can do Comcast? So I can stay on some kind of time frame?
No, I'm just trying to wet my
and
palate.
You know what? I don't need a Xanax.
You sure?
You know what? I'd like to be home taking a Xanax right now.
But then what would you do? Because I've thought about that. That I'd like to be home taking a Xanax, but then nothing would happen at all. Nothing at all would happen.
See, that's good. For me, that's good. That's good right now. For me, that's great.
But I spend the rest of my time making sure nothing happens, so if I don't have this 4 hours, then I would literally do nothing.
For 4 hours, for the first 10, 12 minutes, you've been getting this stuff driving me nuts. This is why I need a Xanax.
Well, I'm just trying.
Will you shut it off? Will you shut the
just trying to add a little production
just
value, friend.
Shut it off. Just,
what, you don't like just, Billy Thorpe?
Please, I have to take a break here.
But we'd have to coordinate with the chopper pilot if we use this, because it'd have to be, you know, off in the distance before it gets to this part.
Will you just shut it off?
And then as he gets closer, it would get louder.
Shut it off, please. Just shut it off. Shut it. Please, Haney. Oh, Jesus.
All right, Mr. Airwolf.
I'd take Airwolf over that.
Would you take Magnum now?
No, I'll take Magnum.
All right. Fair enough, then. We could have avoided all that. Who are we talking about?
Xfinity.
Okay.
If you're an Xfinity TV customer and you have the X1 DVR with cloud technology.
What is that?
Well, that can turn any screen into a TV inside the home. That means the ability to stream any channel live, watch thousands of Xfinity on-demand titles, and access your DVR shows on a tablet, smartphone. It is so simple, you'll use it every day.
Oh, yeah, I got that, and I do use it. I didn't know it was called that, though.
That's what it's called. And because of X1's cloud-based DVR, which provides 500 gigabytes of storage.
Oh, they go so quick, don't they?
You can watch DVR shows at home or take them on the go. Because you can download the stuff. And
you could save it to your tablet?
No hookups or anything needed. You just download it.
For Christmas, I got you one, too. A humongous tablet.
Yep. So,
it's like having another TV you can carry around.
Absolutely. And you can do it all while offline. Get started and call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details.
I know, though, that when we were on an airplane and I tried to introduce you to True Blood, you said it was inappropriate.
You're showing nudity on an airplane with kids around.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, of course, the 4 o'clock safe word. But in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll do another edition of Stan's Finish the Quote. Got a whole new batch, enough for 3 rounds. 5 in a row will get you a prize. That'll be coming up. Also, Wayback Machine today, too.
Dave can't win.
Well, when you start off with 2 strikes against you, it's tough to win.
You know, once a week I like to have spaghetti.
He got the wrong stuff, didn't he?
And he goes and picks it up for me. And the way I like my spaghetti is I like spaghetti with
sauce and a meatball.
I do. I like a meatball. And then I like to have a little Italian sausage as well. And usually they'll put that on the side. So last week, he went and got the spaghetti. And I didn't get any meatballs.
Tough to find good help.
No meatballs. So he makes sure that's not going to happen. So I go to eat my spaghetti. And I'm like, a lot of the spicy meatball, check. Italian sausage, check. Where's the spaghetti?
He didn't get spaghetti.
No, I got 2 meatballs, 3 Italian sausages, no pasta at all.
Bonehead. He's a bonehead. That's his fault. Jesus. Jeez.
Maybe you could have a talk with
him. I'll have a talk with him.
Because it's just spaghetti. Spaghetti, meatballs, yep, and sausage.
It ain't brain surgery, idiot.
Am I only allowed to have 2 of the 3?
No.
Because that's the way
and
it's worked out.
And certainly the spaghetti will have some weight to it. Where's the spaghetti? I'll tell you where the spaghetti is. He probably left it on the counter. Idiot.
Maybe, because I got Junior an order of lasagna. That might have confused me.
That arrived, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that, by the way?
That was delicious.
You never had it before, had you?
No, not from Nina's.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Well, thanks for the free plug.
Yeah. Speaking of...
See, Junior, my spaghetti is not free.
No.
I do business with them. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Aaron Walker just told me last month 100 customers got $7,000 for their trade-in with cars that didn't run. They had to be towed in.
When the word gets out, man.
Now, we've told
you. And he knows that.
We've told you before, 7,000 minimum, that's for something that doesn't even run.
7,000 is your floor, if you will.
If you've got a car that can make it into the dealership, 10, 11,000, maybe more. Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan is telling you still, bring in the old clunkers, and he's going to give you $7,000 to put towards an all-new 2019 Altima or Rogue.
And to be clear, that's $7,000 just for a car that may not even run.
If your car can make it, you're going to get more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the one that I loved. I love this. The boys of summer are back. Boston, New York, Chicago. You pick a team, and Aaron Walker will send you on a trip to go see him. That, I want in.
I know, I bet you do.
Visit NaplesNissan.com for complete details, offers with approved credit, and cannot be combined.
You stop by and see him, tell him Stan and Haney sent you. You can also catch him online at NaplesNissan.com.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. I do this for Haney every Monday.
Body language may be a lot more important than you imagine. All it affects right. not just how you're perceived by others,
yeah.
but also your yeah. internal body chemistry. Holding your body in a certain position literally changes the way you are.
Literally.
Do this pose. Chest out and arms spread like a V for victory. Holding a high power pose for as little as 2 minutes increases your testosterone levels, which are associated with confidence, and
yes.
decreases your cortisol levels,
What's
which
that?
Are associated with stress. Oh. Holding certain
that ain't,
poses...
It ain't working.
Gives you more confidence and helps you to work better. So stop slouching and strike a high power pose.
Motivational Monday.
Yeah, can we just continue that?
You have to drop the whole thing because that ain't working. I'm not dropping this. This is for Junior.
And now, today's millennial moment.
I think I'm going to start growing my own food, like in a garden. It's a lot healthier for you. I mean, if you think about it, the pilgrims didn't have high cholesterol or heart disease.
That was today's millennial moment.
Okay, and that has a huge error in it.
What's that?
You're not allowed to call them pilgrims.
No.
You can call them European colonizers or early settlers, but pilgrims has a religious context to it and can't be used.
Gotcha.
Jeez. And
here Ocasio is screwing up again this weekend
yes.
about Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. And Thanksgiving is just them giving thanks. You can't talk about who they're giving thanks
right.
to.
She doesn't know when.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Amendments to the Constitution are passed, and she doesn't know presidents, does she?
No, she makes it up as she goes along. She wasn't briefed on that.
No.
She'll be reprimanded.
Okay.
We've talked about this, yeah. Alexandria. Yeah. This isn't about you. Book. This is about the Democratic Socialist Party.
Guy got pulled over in Minnesota recently. Why? Because he was driving with a 250-pound pig.
Oh, it's right up there in the top 10 of crazy things that we see. It was kind of shocking that he had this 250-pound pig on his lap. In fact, it was leaning against the steering wheel. He was, like, muscling the steering wheel to keep it in its lane. I was able to snap a photo of it because no one would believe me that that's what this complaint was. But you never know what you're going to get into or come across out here. Yeah, with the pig right in the back or put the pig in the passenger seat, whatever. But, yeah, you know, don't drive with a pig in your lap.
Who was that talking?
That was, I'll tell you who that was, the cop.
That's got to be a millennial cop because he sounds like Junior, because Junior says pics or it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, got to have a picture, right?
Pics or it didn't happen, bro.
They have pics of this. Let me explain to you, and you real estate people, you know this. When you're trying to sell a house, you have an open house. So you, Haney, may still be living in your house and you're putting it up for sale. The real estate agent comes in and says, well, we've got to do an open house.
Yeah, well, at that point, I'm haunting it.
I know, but let's say you're an average person that.
Oh, okay.
And you'll say, absolutely, I will go and, you know, do something. I'll go to the mall or go do something so that the real estate agent can come in and show your house. It's called an open house, and they bring in clients, let them see that you have a beautiful den, two bed, two bath, pool, all of that stuff.
Stay
That's
out of my
do.
Stuff.
Well, this guy didn't. A couple in Northern California have been trying to sell their home, and they recently had an open house. And a guy who showed up to take a look at the open house stole the wife's underwear and bras while nobody was looking.
See, that's what they do. I hate that stuff.
The husband says he blames the real estate agent for letting this guy walk around his house unescorted.
I think that was a mistake on their part, obviously, and I've let them know that we've talked to them since then. Her push-up bras. Stole all of her push-up bras from her dresser. I'm shocked. I mean, obviously, I know there's people out there like this, but when it comes to your own home, you feel a little vulnerable.
Yeah, that's creepy. They got him on tape. This was in Gainesville.
No, you need to have the stuff removed from the house because people will steal from you. And then all you got
to
do...
it's the real estate agent's job to escort them through the house.
Real estate agents, Stan, really only have one job. And that job is, and there are many different ways to accomplish it, but that job is to make the house smell like someone's baking cookies.
Yes, or like cookies or bread or potpourri.
Now, they don't actually have to bake cookies. It just has to smell that way.
Dateline Gainesville, Florida. A 32-year-old Krispy Kreme employee got into an argument with a... This is my phone. It is off. Because I said Krispy Kreme.
What's it got a coupon or something?
Yeah, it's giving me all Krispy Kreme located. My speaker is off.
Bad.
We're all doomed. It's listening to every word I say.
We're all doomed.
Well, at any rate, this Krispy Kreme employee.
And they'll mock you.
I know.
If you go to the press and say that your wires are tapped, they'll laugh at you.
Yep. At any rate, he got into a fight with a coworker.
Who did? Krispy Kreme?
The employee, the 32-year-old.
Krispy Kreme.
Don't.
Can you make it do it again?
I don't know. I don't even know when I'm doing it. So at any rate, they got into an argument. One employee was arguing with another employee how to make donuts. Then he got into it with the guy's girlfriend. Hold on, let me read this right, because the punchline's here. Don't worry. 32-year-old Krispy Kreme employee in Gainesville, Florida, got into an argument with a coworker about how to make donuts. This happened on Wednesday. Then he got into it with the woman's boyfriend and stabbed him. All over how to make donuts. The person who was arrested, 32-year-old Julius Irving.
Detectives say it all started when 32-year-old employee Julius Irving was arguing with his coworker. The coworker called her boyfriend to pick her up, and that's when they say he confronted Irving. Police say Irving took a swing at him and then cut and stabbed the victim with a 4-inch knife.
One of the wounds in the leg area was bleeding pretty badly, and the officers immediately identified that this injury, if not treated immediately, could result in the individual dying.
Now, if you're going to stab somebody because they think their donuts are better than yours, I don't really know what to say to that.
Well, by the way, because that had the line, the person was Julius Irving, and it rings a bell for us. Mm-hmm. Didn't ring a bell for Junior. He has no idea who Julius Irving is. Same thing happened when I was watching the local news this morning. I'll tell you the channel, I won't tell you the anchor. Female. About 7:30 this morning. She goes on camera to make the announcement that the Rolling Stones are canceling their U.S. and Canada tour because Mike Jagger has an undisclosed ailment. Mike Jagger. Nobody on the set corrected her. Mike Jagger. By the way, it's a heart valve. He needs to have replaced.
I thought that was Mike Jagger.
Yeah. Oh, this is ridiculous. Dateline Cincinnati. There's a big 150-foot Ferris wheel in Cincinnati. It's called the Sky Star.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Couple got on board.
Keep your arms and legs inside the Sky Star at all times.
Couple got on board and said this would be a good time to do it.
Well, they should have known a lot better being in their 30s. I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, like, of course, we all adults and stuff, and you know, you get that urge to do stuff, but not around kids. You shouldn't do that kind of stuff around kids.
I kind of was just wondering, like, was this why I was on there at the same time? Because that could be disturbing. It's like they were trying to add to the thrill of something. Yeah, get an apartment.
Yeah. They were on the sky wheel. Kids getting on.
No, that's nothing. Try it on one of them rubber band things. Where they shoot you out.
Yeah. Elon Musk. You've heard it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I said earlier, you know, falls out for Harambe.
Elon Musk released a song called R.I.P. Harambe. It's a tribute to the gorilla that was killed after grabbing that kid that fell into his enclosure all the way back in 2016. They say it's not clear why.
Oh, it's perfectly clear why.
They have a suggestion. Yeah, I'm just reading what it said. It's not clear why, especially 3 years after it happened. Supposedly, it's Elon Musk singing, but it's heavily auto-tuned. It might be a promo for his record label. Part of it goes, well...
And it might be to distract from certain corporate reports that are coming out.
There you go.
All we ever do, thinking about you. We back at the zoo, man. Thinking about you, man. Where my girl is at, we miss you. We
Elon Musk, everybody.
We miss you.
What the hell?
That was lit. Slayed that.
What would that sound like without the auto tune?
Ha 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 ha. All right, you warsies out there, get ready. Well, if you're a fan of Mark Hamill, because he just released a notification that he is going to be playing the voice of Chucky in the next Child's Play movie. You warsies out there.
Wow, that's exciting.
Hamill's back.
Hello, WonderCon. It's Mark Hamill here. And if you're wondering who's going to voice Chucky in the new Child's Play, I can't wait to bring such an iconic character to life and present him in a way you've never seen him before. Child's Play this summer. We're going to have some fun. And remember, he's more than just a toy. He's your best friend.
His mouth sounded a little dry there. He needed
it. Did. It did. Sounded a little menthol-y.
Yeah. A grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Stan's finished the quote.
Rumbi.
Hour from now.
Some Bombay.
Safe word. Could get you a thou. Wayback Machine later
we
on today
you,
as well.
Rumbi.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Telephone number into the studio. 239-277-9600. You tell us what's on your mind. Contribute to the show a little bit, and you could get a prize. Let me. By the way, more qualifiers all this week for the golf cart. You got to get your golf ball, and you got to be present to win. 5 o'clock. I'm told we all have to be there. I don't know what's going on specifically, other than the ball drop. Do I have to get there at 4?
Well,
do I have to get there at 3? Do I have what? You only have to worry about the Stan and Haney listener, 5 p.m.
Yeah, and, you know, you want to get there, you know, maybe have a cold beverage, some heavy apps.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of the excitement building until.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. It's all going to happen Saturday.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do. At Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero. All right? And if you get qualified, you've got yourself a golf ball that's going to be on board that chopper that's going to drop them all off onto the putting green. One who's closest to the hole, you know, you might have your number on it, is going to get the customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers.
My little voice was telling me.
277-9600. If you want to talk to us here, I got barbecue saw. We're running low on barbecue saw there. If you want that bottle, we only have a few left.
Well, make sure you put one in a drawer for me.
Bam's Restaurant, $25 down in Naples. Got a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Food and Wine Fest. So you go to Busch Gardens like a regular visit at Busch Gardens, but they got the Food and Wine Fest going on right now until the 28th. I've got a pair of tickets to Swamp Fest at the Ranch on April 14th. Still have a pair of tickets to go see Disturbed at Hertz Arena September 19th. $50 to the Pewter Mug. Your job is to contribute to the show. I like you, or there's a good feeling about what you had to say. I could offer you a prize. Okay.
You know another TV theme I like a lot?
What?
I don't know if it'll work for the helicopter, but...
What show is this?
I don't know. Gotta find a good version. You don't know?
I can't remember.
Ring a bell?
It sounds familiar. What is it?
Simon and Simon.
Oh, I wasn't a big fan of that show.
You weren't?
No, I never liked it.
You didn't like Gerald McHaney?
No. I mean, I'm familiar with him. He was married to that Delta Burke.
Mm-hmm.
But I was that was not a must-see for me. 277-9600.
I found it to be the spiritual heir to the Rockford Files.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Frank from Naples.
Hi, Frank from Naples. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay, so I was new to the area, and when you guys were on vacation, I was listening to the best of.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the most freaking funny thing, so I've been listening every day.
Thank you.
But here's the part I wanted to say about Crab. What was that restaurant? The older guy that used to crank call?
Oh, Cape Crepe and Chowder?
Oh, yeah, Chowder. That was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Those cranks.
Well, it's funny unless you got to deal with them in real life.
And then it's not funny.
But is he still around? Do you still do it?
Maybe. Maybe we do. Maybe we did him last week and you didn't even know it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 277.
Well, you got to think. Somebody that is new to the area and has never heard any of this stuff. It's bizarre.
Yes. Yes, it is. 277-9600.
What about this?
Now, that's okay. That's the Rockford Files.
I think it's a Moog. A Moog they use.
Yeah. It's a Moog, right?
It's definitely a Moog.
Yeah, it's a Moog. This was a later version of it. The first few seasons, it wasn't as big as this sound. Mike Post vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bill and Lucas.
Say
down in Everglades City, Florida.
Bill and Lucas?
No, Dylan Lucas.
Oh, Dylan Lucas.
Hey, Dylan, you're in. Where are you at? Everglades? What?
Everglades City.
Everglades City.
Everglades City.
We love Everglades City.
God bless you.
We've had a lot of fun there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering how I could win the Disturbed ticket.
The what? What tickets?
The Disturbed.
He wants Disturbed tickets.
I don't think you listed that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I got a pair of them.
Well, I think Dylan would probably enjoy that.
Would you enjoy that, Dylan?
Yes, sir.
All right, who are you taking?
Probably my grandpa.
Your grandpa would like to see Disturbed?
Yeah, he's 55, and that's who got me started listening to rock.
Oh, that's good. How old are you?
23.
23? Well, let's figure this one out. How old's your daddy?
He's about 53.
I thought you were going to take your granddad with you.
Yeah, that's my dad's age, too.
No, not happening. I knew it.
Do we have?
I knew it.
And this is unfair to Junior because D-Train had it. But do we have? We used to have clips of a parrot doing "Down with the Sickness" and an old man doing it.
Yes, we did. See if you can. See
I can find it on YouTube or something.
No, they find it in our archives.
All right, I'll look for it.
So it's an old man and a parrot.
The parrot is the best.
The parrot's the best. Oh, I've got to talk about this. Again, I'm just glancing at it. I want to know the truth. Ahoy, guys. I am privy to some inside knowledge. Dave the Waterman was shooting liquor with the fans Saturday night at Dixie.
Oh.
Probably not doing the best he could be doing it for the show. Setting a bad alcoholic example.
Doing shots?
Yeah. He was, shooting. He said shooting liquor. Saturday night. Is he here? Is he around in the building?
He was earlier.
Is he in the building?
I think so. I can go try finding him.
Go check. See if he's around.
Gotcha.
I want to find out about him.
I hope that's not
Saturday
true.
Night at a station event shooting liquor. he's around, he should be. He punched on the clock. He's working right now.
You know, he's 44.
Going to be 45 this year, Haney.
There's no correcting behavior at this point.
No, it's done. And it doesn't matter. What do I always say? Logical conclusion. You know what? You know where this is going to end. If he's at a station event doing booze shots, the logical outcome on that is not going to be good. I can't believe he would do that. I'm sure there's a misunderstanding. You know what? I'm going to side with Dave on this one.
I don't think he'd do that.
There must be a misunderstanding. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike Colgan from Punta Gorda.
Hey, Mike, how are you, brother?
Good, my friend. Gosh, I've been trying for a month now to get through to let you know how we did with the Harry Chapin Food Bank Food Drive.
Yeah, how'd you do?
I am happy to report we got 5,499 pounds of food in 2.5 hours.
That's fantastic.
$2,600.
You guys always do it up there. You guys always do it right.
I'm always impressed by the turnout of this community, and thanks for all your support and getting the word out.
Thank you, brother. It's good hearing from
you. We got a lot of good people here.
Hi, Dave.
What's up, man?
What's up, guys? What happened Saturday night?
Nothing. Why? What's wrong with Saturday night?
Were you at Dixie Saturday night?
Yes, we were at Dixie Saturday night with SoFlo, man. Great record release party. Yeah. Absolutely. What I do now?
Look, calm your ass.
No,
I'm on
man,
your,
because Junior's coming
out.
Calm
your ass. I'm on your side.
Okay.
Because I know this possibly can't be true.
Okay, let's see. What do you got?
I'll read it again. Ahoy, guys. I'm privy to some inside knowledge. Waterman was shooting liquor with the fans Saturday night at Dixie. Probably not doing his best that he could be doing for the show.
He knows
setting
better.
A bad alcoholic example.
Yeah.
Yes
What's
or
going
no?
On,
yes
man?
Or no? Were you doing booze?
No.
You didn't have a drink in you.
I didn't say that at the end.
I thought you were on his side.
When I was done with my duties.
Can I tell you something? What Haney and I learned very early on in our career, because we used to be like you. We learned. There was incidences, and this is back in the 80s and 90s. Dave, if you can't listen, like Haney said, you can't teach a 45-year-old anything.
Well, there's no...
I'm not 45 yet, man.
You're not going to correct the behavior.
No, you
at 44.
Can't correct the behavior. Back in the 80s and the 90s, Haney and I used to go out and we'd have a celebration at a bar. Mm-hmm. It'd be something going on.
Absolutely.
And we'd have a few convivials. Or when that stopped and they said employees do not drink at an event, we used to wait till afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, afterwards go and have
a few. That's right.
And then that stopped too. You know why that stopped? Because you're still representing the station.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to go and drink, you go to another establishment. Is that what you did?
Next door, yes.
Next door. What the?
You were wearing your K-Rock staff shirt, though, weren't you?
You sure were.
Probably so. Yeah, I had my K-Rock staff shirt on. But I don't have actually staff shirts. I don't even have sweatshirts.
I don't care anything that says K-Rock on it.
All right, man.
So you were.
But I didn't do anything bad. I was just on my best behavior. You can ask anybody, man.
Did you want to ask him about the spaghetti?
How? Haney pays you a lot of money to go and get him food. And you go and don't even bring the spaghetti when he asks for spaghetti, meatballs, and sausage?
Stan,
are you that ding-batty?
Are you saying I'm the one? I just told Haney, I said, if I could go back and prepare the food myself, I would.
When Junior goes and gets him his stuff, there's never a problem.
Oh, my God. Mr. Goody Two-Shoes behind the glass over there doesn't do nothing
wrong.
That's
not Goody Two-Shoes. That's not him. That's not Goody Two-Shoes.
God.
It's Twinkle Toe Joe, bro.
Oh, really?
Twinkle Toe Joe, bro.
Yeah. Don't talk to him like that. He's your boss.
I got to go to work.
You need to learn your place, bud.
What? Yeah, I can't hear a word you're saying, so it doesn't bother me.
He wants to tell you need to learn your place.
Oh,
what
I got
the problem
place?
With the spaghetti?
No, okay. I don't know. Look, I ordered spaghetti
and
meatballs.
Because you were drinking?
Oh, my God, dude, no. I ordered
were
spaghetti
you drinking?
And meatballs. No, sir. I ordered spaghetti and meatballs, right? I said spaghetti, and I said, you told me specifically, make sure they put the meatballs in the spaghetti this time.
So well, no, last time they didn't give any meatballs at all.
Yeah, because you screwed it up.
Come on, dude.
And then I go and open it.
It starts with an earthquake. birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Also, our first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from the Wayback Machine. We'll take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this week in a particular year and tell you where we're going. I think we're looking at the bottom of American Top 40 this week. 40 through 36 on what was on the charts. But right now, chance for you to win as we play Stan's Finish the Quote. Five in a row will get you a prize. Haney can be your lifeline for one quote. All these quotes are sourced. I'll read you the quote, but there's a word missing. You fill in the correct word. Do it five times in a row. You'll have your choice of a bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Maybe $25 to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens for their food and wine festival going on now. Maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to Swamp Fest at the Ranch April 14th. I've got one more pair of Disturbed tickets for Hertz Arena September 19th. I also have $50 to the Pewter Mug.
I still want to hear the bird do that song.
Oh, I think he's got it. Do you have it? Can you play it right now real quick? Just real quick. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Five in a row. Haney can help you with one of them. Let's release the phones. I got enough for three rounds. 277-9600.
Wait a second. Jesse Jackson is holding a rally for Jussie Smollett.
At the same time that the police were holding their rally against the state's attorney there, or the district attorney. All right, let's see.
Drain the swamp.
Yep. Let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
What?
Matt from Cape Coral.
Hey, Matt, how are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Ready to play five in a row of Stan's Finish the Quote?
I am.
All right. Haney can be your lifeline for one of them. Five in a row is going to get you a prize of your choice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here you go, Matt. Finish the quote. Walt Disney said, "It's kind of fun to do the blank. It's kind of fun to do the blank."
Oh.
Now, if you can take a guess or you can ask Haney. It's kind of fun to do the blank.
I'm going to have to ask Haney on this one.
Right off the bat, Haney.
Haney doesn't know.
Walt Disney said, "It's kind of fun to do the blank."
Watusi.
That is incorrect. Sorry, Matt.
It should be true.
What we were looking for, the impossible. It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Kinda.
Yep. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, yeah, this is Rob.
Am I on a speakerphone, Rob?
Let me get you off at this one second.
I would appreciate it. We're out live on the radio. We want to make you sound as good as possible.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Okay, much better. You ready to do your five in a row?
Sure.
And Haney can help you with one of them. Here's your first one. Fill in the blank. This is a quote by Vincent van Gogh. "Great things are done by a series of small things brought blank." Great things are done by a series of small things brought blank.
Wow, no clue. I'm sorry.
You want to go to Haney?
Yeah.
Haney, "Great things are done by a series of small things brought
together.
Yep. There you go. He got you right. The first. He got you the first one. You got awesome. One down. Now we continue. Number two. You're all on your own now, buddy.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss said, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it blanked."
Because it's finished? Oh,
man. No. 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 Because it happened. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. We continue. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Uh-oh. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
You're right. You haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, have you, Tammy?
No, I haven't.
That's Tammy the Tiger. She's going to go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go get it, Tammy. You ready?
Ready.
Here's your first one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fill in the blank. This was from Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, God.
When the well is dry, we know the value of blank. When the well is dry, we know the value of blank.
Money.
Sorry. Andy, would you like to try that one?
I don't think it was money. No. I think he might have been referring to water.
You are absolutely correct. Referring to water.
Because when the well is dry. Not when the wallet is empty.
Wow.
But when the well is dry.
Yeah. Let's try another one. See, last time we did this, you thought that they were too easy. I said, well, these are all basic. If you use your common sense, you can fill in the word, but they're a little bit harder. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan.
Ryan, you want to try?
Sure.
Are you sure you haven't won anything in the last 30 days?
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure?
I'm almost positive.
Because you know...
What's the last thing you won?
I'm trying to think. Honestly, I can't remember what the last
thing
was.
Ryan, you realize if your name pops up...
Yeah, they'll figure it out in the computer.
They'll figure it out.
So you might not be able to win.
No, I'm 99% sure I'm eligible.
All right, I'm going to take
your
word for it.
So we'll take your word for it. What I'm telling you, though, is that if it turns out you have won something, they will know and they won't give you the prize anyway. So.
All right, here we go. You can use Haney as a lifeline 5 in a row. Albert Einstein said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the blank."
Universe?
Good guess. Incorrect. That was a good guess, though. The world. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Albert Einstein.
And you know what? That's going to be more and more important the further they go with AI.
Yep. Because that's the truth.
The thing with AI is very difficult for it to come up with original thought.
Let's move on. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Gee, what's your name?
Tim.
Tim?
Yes.
All right, you ready, Tim?
Sure.
5 in a row. Haney can help you with one.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one. This is from Anne Frank. I keep my ideals because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at blank.
Ooh.
I keep my ideals because, in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at blank.
Wow, I have an idea what I want to say, but I'd rather go to Haney on this one.
No, you don't.
No? You don't know either?
If you think you know, Now, let me read it to you again. Listen carefully. Anne Frank said, I keep my ideals because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at...
Okay, you can call on me if you need me.
Okay, I'm going to call on Haney.
All right.
Heart.
Yep.
Really, that's what I thought, really, too, but yep. I was afraid to say it.
Really good at heart.
I got to be honest with you. You know what I really wanted to say?
What?
Tennis.
All right, you got one. You got one. Let's go for number...
Can you read the quote finishing it with tennis?
Sure. I keep my ideals because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at tennis.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Here's number two. Got to get them all now. You're on your own.
Okay.
All right. Neil Armstrong said, Houston, let me do it again. Neil Armstrong said, Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has blank.
Landed.
Correct. Landed. That's two in a row.
Sweet.
All right. Still got to get three.
Right.
C.S. Lewis said...
Brilliant.
Friendship is born at the moment when one person says to another, what? You too? I thought I was the only blank.
The only one.
Yep. The only one. You are absolutely correct. That's three in a row. Here's number four. Mark Twain said, get your facts first. Then you can distort them as you blank. Get your facts first. Then you can distort them as you blank. Listen how it's phrased.
Okay.
Mark Twain said, get your facts first. Then you can distort them as you...
wish?
Sorry.
Oh.
As you please.
Okay.
I don't think we have enough. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I got a chance for another round. One more round. Enough for one more round. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got Haney as a lifeline. Theodore Roosevelt said, it's hard to fail, but it's worse never to have tried to blank. It's hard to fail, but it's worse never having tried to
succeed.
Correct. Succeed. Nice job. That's one right. You got Haney still as a
bully
lifeline.
For you.
Aristotle said, the roots of education are bitter, but the fruit is blank.
Sweeter.
I'm going to give it to you. Sweet. You are absolutely correct. That's two in a row. Haney, you still have Haney as a lifeline. Number 12. George Bernard Shaw said, those who can do... let me rephrase it. George Bernard Shaw said, those who can do, those who can't blank. Those who can do, those who can't blank. You got Haney as a lifeline if you need him.
Use Haney.
All right, Haney.
Teach.
You are correct. Teach. That is now three in a row, I believe. Let me see how many you got here. One, two, yeah, three in a row. All right, let's go for number four. Number four. This is from James Dean.
Actor or the porn star?
The actor.
Okay.
It's from James Dean. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you will die blank.
Today.
That is incorrect.
Have a good one, guys.
You betcha. We were looking for tomorrow.
Oh, I thought we were looking for horribly.
That too. Yeah, he said, dream as if you will live forever. Live as if you will die tomorrow. Haney, I got one more here. Well, do I have one more? I got two more. See if you can get these. Junior, I'll include you on this too. Did you? By the way, did you get any of those, Junior, that I said? Any of them kind of, you know?
Some of them.
All right.
Definitely a lot harder than last time.
Both of you will have a chance. Fill in this quote. Alexander Pope said this. Fools rush in where angels fear to blank.
Tread.
Correct. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
That's too bad. All right, let's see if he can answer this one, then I'll go to you, Haney. Voltaire said, faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to blank.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to blank.
I'm going to have to use my lifeline.
You don't know that, do you?
No. Nope.
You don't. Watch the man.
No, I don't say that because I might not know.
All right. You're going to take a stab at
explain?
It?
Explain?
No, hold on. Let me read it to you again. Voltaire said, faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to... Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to... Let me put it to
doubt?
You. No, believe. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe.
I'm not a Voltaire fan.
Never have been. I know you never have been. I've got to find somewhere in between. Last time, they were too easy. This time, evidently, very difficult when it shouldn't be.
Well, there were a couple of real easy ones and a lot of real hard ones.
Yeah, 'cause
even the ones I got, I had to think about it for
even
a second.
Disney always used to say it's fun to do the impossible.
I don't remember that.
He'd tell you that like with his Imagineers and all of that stuff.
I must have tuned it out.
Yeah. Common sense tells you Vincent van Gogh, great things are done by a series of small things brought together. Dr. Seuss, I thought anybody would know that. Benjamin Franklin and the well running dry. When you're talking about a well, you're talking about water. All right, never mind. Never mind. I got to get ready for this.
But you know what? I got a lot of respect for you because you're sticking with it and you didn't go to that crutch of saying, oh, well, it's evolving.
I wouldn't say that.
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't even cross my mind.
Because you know how much I hate that.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Yeah, it's evolving.
It's a cop out.
Yeah, let me tell you. We're going to take a break in just a matter of about 60 seconds. You're going to hear today's 4 o'clock safe word. And I'll tell you right now, when you hear the word, there's three ways you can get the word to us. Go to 96krock.com, go to the KROQ app on your mobile device, or you can text the word to 45911. Those are the three ways you get the word so that you're eligible for $1,000. We'll give you the details here in just a second, and the safe word. Stan and Haney, 96KROQ.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Oh,
you got that
Stan
right.
Stan and Haney on 96 KROQ.
About 2 minutes to, you got to get that safe word in. 2 minutes and then time will be up. The safe word for 4 o'clock home, HOME. Go to 96krock.com, the KROQ app on your mobile device, or text the word to 45911.
I remember the last time they got us, took me down to the ground. I remember you standing over me going, stay with me, buddy. You're going home.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Yeah,
going to fly you back to Bragg.
Yep. Stay with me. Don't you die on me.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
Come on, Johnny. fly you back to Bragg. Let's get you updated on traffic. Oh, by the way, minutes away, we're going to get another qualifier with a golf ball for the Stan and Haney golf cart this Saturday at Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook. Get qualified. Get that golf ball when you hear Dave and I arguing. Ninth caller. Man,
I remember, you know, the rare wins when you'd look at me and go, you magnificent bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Cleveland Avenue and Ricardo Avenue.
Luffy.
Fort Myers crash. McGregor Boulevard at Shell Point Boulevard. Fort Myers crash. Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. And isn't this ironic? In Estero. Crash. Corkscrew Road at Stony Brook Golf Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney is about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Yeah, look at a calendar today?
I did, and I try to ignore it because I don't find it funny.
64% of people will pull some sort of nonsense today.
Could get you fired.
Yep. We have some other facts about it as well, including the 8 most common types of April Fool's Day pranks.
Please, please.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's something or other.
Yeah, since the very beginning.
And we have some of that for you, including a foot-long chicken parm. And deep-fried ribs. A group of thieves try to steal a bank safe by slowly dragging it away with a front-end loader. Hopefully nobody notices. A Virginia bride embezzled $93,000. Why?
Why?
She needed a butt lift before her wedding.
It's important. Gotta look your best.
And finally, Dateline Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Excellent. Excellent.
It's a bit extreme. A man is arrested for getting into a nude fight with himself.
Oh, geez, getting very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. That is some egregious conduct. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's so important to have laughter. Just trust me.
What up, biatch?
4 o'clock fluffer
time. Sound is so pathetic.
Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Yes, today is April Fool's Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
April Fool's Day fun facts.
Top April Fool's Day fun facts.
The world's biggest fan of April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett. It's the day when the least funny people try to be funny.
Yep. So there he is. There's Mr. Funny.
Trump observes it by sending daughter Tiffany a "You're my favorite daughter" card.
Our country is in serious trouble.
But we're draining the swamp.
Yeah, but we're draining the swamp.
And yes.
We're draining the swamp.
Yes.
Love you, Papa Trump.
No.
He would say, I love you too.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Is that all you got?
He loves that. No.
He didn't get any of the good ones.
Oh, he's got.
They don't have my talent, my money, or especially my good looks.
That's right. He's got hundreds of them over there.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
That's true. Saving this country from itself.
You're damn right.
Yeah, 2020, bitch. The oldest April Fool's prank in Ireland is the old whiskey shortage trick.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have. It dulls the pain.
It was a special day when Obama was in office.
Yeah.
When Biden spent the day with a kick me sign on his back.
You're fired.
Yeah, Biden. We'd said a long time ago, remember how he was getting familiar with a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
You and I said it.
Yep.
What the hell's going on here?
Good guy Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Old Uncle Joe.
Yep.
And I cannot believe the hatchet job they're doing on him, and he hasn't even announced.
No, hasn't. Well, he's a dinosaur. He's on the apology tour.
Yeah, apologizing for old white men.
Yep.
About 50% of Americans open their April Fool's gifts on April Fool's Eve.
Yeah, I do.
Retailers say by far it's the best time of year for rubber spider sales.
Yep.
And finally, the very top April Fool's Day fun fact.
Yes.
Now, the person on the receiving end of the prank is the April Fool.
Yeah.
The person pulling the prank is known as the douchebag. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Sure, that's it, baby.
Freddy.
I did not hear one of our freakouts.
I got the one to go.
Shut up. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Alex. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I hope you guys are happy and healthy today.
What?
Jesus.
Boy, setting the bar pretty high there.
Yeah, no and no. This is Alex from North Fort Myers. You were talking a couple of weeks ago about who came to your school as a kid. Well, I came from a very small school in Illinois. We had two classes in every room. I'm guessing this was around 1972. There would have probably been maybe 60 kids in my whole school, first through eighth grade, kind of like Little House on the Prairie. I would have probably been in the third grade. We had a man and his wife come to the gym, and he brought a steel guitar with him.
Nice.
Just looked like a guitar to me, but he made some funny noises with it. But he looked at us. He looked to us to be Santa Claus. Okay, let me... So he made some funny noise, but it looked like an average guitar. But to us, he looked to us to be Santa Claus. He made no claim of being Santa. He had a big gray beard, fat belly, and he had a Waylon Jennings-style belt on. And it said Kringle on the back of it. And that was good enough for some dumb country kids to think that it was Santa Claus
playing the steel guitar.
Yeah. I don't remember much about the show, but I remember we enjoyed everything. We enjoyed it because it was different and we were doing anything other than schoolwork or getting beaten in the hallway by the principal. That is a true story. Also, the ass whippings were given on a regular basis in Manchester. But on with the story. About 3 weeks later, the principal came to our room and told us that the man and his wife had died in a crash in their RV just about 60 miles south of us in St. Louis. We were pretty broken up about it, thinking that it was there, that there was going to be no Christmas this year.
Oh, no.
But you guys know as well as I do, they held nothing back from us like they do now. We are raising an entire civilization of pussies. That's my story, but P.S. Dave the Waterman is a huge horse's ass.
And by the way...
Yeah, gotta add that. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, great games this weekend. Ought to be a great Final Four. Well, your prognosticators and all your people that wanted to have all the regulars in the Final Four aren't too happy about this one, Guardian. So just what the hell do these morons on the left want? I mean, other than wanting to destroy Trump. Even though Mueller's report found no wrongdoing by Trump or anyone else, they are going to subpoena Mueller now and Barr to testify. WTF. What could they possibly find out? Mueller's report is official and Barr is a summary of the Mueller report. Now, on the border, in my opinion, unless Congress gets get off their dead asses, Trump has no other option but to close the border. He should do so anyway. I could go on, but I'll end this. Thank you. A lot of people are talking about how we shouldn't cut our aid to what they are calling the triangle. Their point, well, if we cut our aid, they won't have the money to improve their lives and country. Well, excuse the F out of me. Just how long have we been giving them aid and nothing has changed? Well, except for the corrupt politicians. So look, folks, if you don't like the man, you have to respect the man. Really? Okay. Name me another president who is tough on what he wants. And if you like what's been going on with the best economy, then support Trump. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian. He's done it again.
He's done it again!
When?
You know what?
What?
With all this talk about we're going to subpoena this and subpoena him and her. Yeah. And the one guy that I would really love to hear testify, if he was allowed to testify truthfully, because it'd blow everything else out of the water. You wouldn't need to talk to anybody else.
Who?
Admiral Mike Rogers, true American hero.
Yeah. But you can't. He'll be ruined.
No. He will go down in history as a great American.
I understand that, but he can't. He can't go and tell the whole truth. He can't.
Well, he did it when it counted.
Right, but they're not going to call him. Who's the guy with the big head that's on the committee there? The Democrat.
Pencil neck?
Yeah, no, not pencil neck. The other guy.
You're not talking about Shifty Schiff?
No. Oh, Schiff. I can't stand that guy. There's another guy. He's doing an investigation too. Got a big head. Democrat. The hell's his
big
name?
Head.
Yeah.
And any other hint?
Where's glasses? Old.
Oh, Nadler?
Yeah. That guy.
Or is it Nadler?
I got a problem with him,
I think
too.
It's Nadler.
Way back.
Yeah, he seems pretty dumb.
Yeah, he is dumb. We're going to...
I don't think he could win smarter than Haney.
I'd like to have him try. Way back machine. when we come back.
And we could make it just about things in his own committee. I think I'd still beat him.
He'd lose.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home here in just a second. And then we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what's on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're looking at the bottom of American Top 40 this week, 40 through 36. We'll do that once we take a look at what's going on. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Winkler Road and College Parkway. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Cross Creek Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. Fort Myers, crash. Brantley Road and Crystal Court. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. Old 41 Road and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. We do it every Monday on the Stan and Haney Show. You see what's on the radio today with these kid stations. The top 40 stations. Kind of all sounds the same.
Ugh.
Well, when we were growing up, things were a little bit different. We had Casey Kasem in American Top 40, and it didn't matter what was on the charts. If it was people were buying it, they played it.
Didn't matter if it was rock or country or blues or funky.
Yep. Let's see what was on the list. We're going to take a look at the bottom of American Top 40. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
Remember, you heard
I vaguely remember.
I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
The Jackson 5.
Dancing. Oh, are we allowed to play this?
Well, there are their brothers there, so I think it's okay.
Automatic, systematic, full of color, self-contained. Tune and channel to your vibes.
Turn the channel to.
Captivating, stimulating. She's sexy.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
She's moving, she's grooving.
Is that Jermaine?
Dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Marlon.
Tito.
Maybe.
She's a dynamite attraction. At the top of a coin, she
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Donnie.
She
Meryl.
She's super bad now. She's here to really blow your mind.
Old Jimmy.
Yep. Is that a bong?
Yeah, you hear it gurgling?
That's a Stan and Haney difference.
She's a dancing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Do
you know
it,
what
baby.
I mean.
Dancing.
She's a dancing machine. Oh, baby.
Where's that
ooh,
bumbler?
Baby. She's a dancing machine. Watch it get down.
How's that water taste?
Joe was off this, to the side, arms folded, toe tapping.
Yep. Belt in his hand.
Yes. That's Jackson 5 and Dancing Machine. You know what was ahead of him? The Jackson 5 this week in 74? The King, Elvis Presley.
I got something to tell you, but
there we go.
You want to know that my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing.
I was hoping you were gonna find it.
I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about
you. You can count on me. It'll be fine.
Ain't no two ways about it, baby. Your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it. It fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby. Can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you. I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby. Thing about loving you.
I got a thing about loving you, baby. Coming in at number 38, Grand Funk
Railroad.
Well, we know it that way.
Well,
what?
Come on, do as you're told.
What? Ah, there we go. Grand Funk.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby sister can do it with ease. It's easier than learning your ABCs. So come on.
Like a railroad train.
Yeah.
Do it nice and easy now, don't lose control. A little bit of rhythm and a lot of soul. Well, come on, come on, and do the locomotion with me.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Yeah.
Funk Railroad. Number 38 this week. Coming in at number 37, two greats, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye.
And a song about a mistake.
Yep. Yep.
A big mistake.
Yep.
What was it?
Loving You. Sorry for this person. Said my whole life has been a lie, the texter says. I thought the locomotion was recorded by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
What?
I know.
Well, we'll make counselors available to you. You know, somewhere, little Eva's waving her hand going, what about me?
Yup. He was great, Marvin Gaye. He was great.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah. Because if a girl loves you,
you only call her. But you shouldn't sass your old man.
Oh. Oh.
You know that.
I know that. Especially if you're living under his roof.
You can go out and be your own man. But don't backtalk.
No. You'll get a gut shot.
Yep. Never too old to whoop your ass.
There you go. Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. My mistake was to love you. This one's a weird one coming in at number 36. Group called the Soul Children. They were on the Stax label. I'll be the other woman.
What? Well, okay then.
Yep. It's just to be with you.
You're aware of the benefits of the position, correct?
Here you go. I'll be the
other woman. I need you to sign what they call a non-disclosure.
Yep. There she is. Just as long as I'm
the only one. The only other one.
How would she feel
if she caught us together
the
same
question.
Way I would feel if I caught you with another?
What? That means
all my new comes first, and second to that I'll be. But when you're not there with her, I want you right here with me.
Oh, so she's okay with that.
Long as he's with his wife.
Right. But if she catches him with another girl.
I'm the only other woman.
The only other woman. What?
I'll be the other woman.
Sure you will.
You know, this could still be a hit today.
I'm the only other woman.
Oh, they are whispering.
Saying you don't care if you cheat on your wife for me. You'll cheat on me for someone else.
Of course.
I'll be a part-time love. That's as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
To be a part-time fool would be stupid, a little too low.
Yeah, to be your part-time fool.
Loving a man.
Can't handle number three.
No. Gotta have some standards.
You're making love to me and your wife, but a third one.
Yep.
That's stepping over the line. Then I'm a fool.
We've all been there, right?
She's rationalizing this.
Yeah.
How many of us have been in this situation, huh?
I'll be important. Yeah, I mean, if you can't be true to your mistress,
then who can you be true to? She ain't going to be pushed around. The number one song in the land this week in 1974, John Denver and Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Makes me happy.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We come back. Mark Haney and the news. We're Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station.
Would you?
We'd like to, but we won't.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm not surprised. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in just seconds. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Rob Show. He'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou if you hit the G-spot. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's go to the big board.
Come on, big money.
Yep. North Fort Myer. Got a crash, 19,000 block of North Tamiami Trail. This one's also in North Fort Myers. Crash, 11,000 block of Deal Road.
Named after Chuck Deal?
Yep. No, that's the other coast. That's over in Melbourne. Naples, crash, Mediterra Drive and Old 41 Road. And on Fort Myers Beach, we got a crash, Buccaneer Drive and Estero Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me look at the time on these. Now we're here. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 1st.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
Okay.
You know, if there's one thing that everyone's fascinated with, it's genitalia.
It's true. It is true. We are sexual beings.
And believe it or not, out of the entire animal kingdom, they've measured, and barnacles have the largest junk of anything relative to size. A male barnacle?
Yeah.
Is sporting an extension, if you will, 8 times its body length.
8 times?
Imagine that.
That's tough getting in a pair of trousers.
On which side do you dress that?
Yes.
Wherever it wants.
Yeah. I got to tell you real very quickly. This is how times have changed. And that prompted a thought.
I watch these old Johnny Carsons from the 70s. And that,
what a comfort it is.
It is.
You're going to bed watching Johnny like God intended.
But they had a gorilla expert on at the time. And he came out with his jungle outfit. I forget the guy's name. And talking about how we...
Probably Jungle Jim something.
Yeah. And how little we know about gorillas. And it was at a time when we were all very naive. And Carson's talking about, yeah, I know about chimpanzees. They're supposed to be as smart as we are. Are gorillas as smart as we are? And the guy in his jungle outfit, yes, he had an Australian accent. Yes, they are. They are even much smarter than a chimpanzee. They're very easily trained. We don't know too much about them in the wild, but the ones that we have in captivity are easily trained. And then he starts talking about their privates and that they are much smaller private-wise for their size. Let us show you what we're doing with gorillas. And he runs a film, and you're thinking about seeing them in their natural habitat, like a Jane Goodall.
Mm-hmm.
No. And they're all fascinated by how easily gorillas are trained. He's got a guy with a whip in his hand making them dance and do leapfrog and all of this stuff.
As God intended.
And he's dead serious. He's dead serious about how easily gorillas can be trained. They're very gentle creatures. They take well to instruction, and they show them with like straws with straw hats on and dancing around with their arms on each other's shoulders and stuff. And I'm saying, how stupid. If anybody aired this today,
and they did,
it would be like, are you kidding me? And yeah, and that's all for, he was on for like 20 minutes with Johnny talking about the mystery of the gorilla. And they're as far as their size goes, their privates, very small, but they are gentle creatures and so easily trained, as this footage will show you.
Very gentle, as long as you got that whip.
Yeah. I said, this has got to be some kind of comedy routine. No, dead serious.
After the French became an American ally against the British during the Revolutionary War, the British responded by attacking a French colony in India.
Makes sense.
So technically, there was a battle in the American Revolution that took place in India. In that one, the Redcoats won.
Oh, yeah. It does make sense.
Mm-hmm. We have talked about presidents who have been assassinated and attempts made on them. What about governors? Has there ever been a governor assassinated?
I know about the senator, you know, Huey Long. He got assassinated in Louisiana, but he was a senator.
Wallace got shot.
Yeah, Wallace got shot.
But
has there ever
been a governor assassinated?
Well, I think if you're bringing it up, it must have happened. But I can, other than like you said, George Wallace when he was running for president. I can't think of any offhand.
There is only one, and it's
really
not surprising you don't know. Only one state governor has ever been assassinated in office. It was the governor of Kentucky in 1900. His name was William Goebel, and he was killed just 4 days into his term. 4 days.
Yeah, but it doesn't say who or why they killed him?
No. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't. Long gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Hillary Clinton response.
Yep.
I mean, at this point.
What does it matter?
Yep.
Yep. Let me ask you, Junior. Every time Haney brings up a fact about Hillary Clinton, you shake your head. If she was here, would you greet her by a kiss on the cheek and a nice big hug?
No. I'll say, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Junior.
And I'm a big fan.
I didn't vote for you. I never wanted you here in the first place.
Wow.
Good boy.
Good boy.
I told you he's a good boy.
So what did you do last, like, just decide not to vote?
Well, no, I voted for her.
You voted for her?
Because I had to.
But
I didn't want the other guy to win, but he did.
But you would tell her you didn't vote for her when you did.
Well, I voted for Bernie in the primaries.
Oh, in the primary.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, boy, you got jobbed then.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
By the machine, the Clinton machine.
Yup.
Does that even upset Bernie Bros?
It upsets Bernie Bros. All the Bernie Bros were pretty livid.
This is weird. This is weird. Guy just had to send a picture because he couldn't believe it himself. He said, beyond coincidence, Haney mentions Jungle Jim, and this is my view in Sanibel traffic, and it's a pickup truck, and on the pickup truck, at that very moment, visit Jungle Jim. Yeah, there it is.
Well, you know what? The Charlie Daniels Band teaches us some things in this world you just can't explain.
That is. That's wild.
That is. It happens all the time, though.
It does.
Folks, it's April Fool's Day.
Jeez.
Hopefully it's gone smoothly for you. They did a survey to find out more about this particular day.
Uh-huh.
And they found that 64% of Americans are planning to pull some sort of malarkey today.
And it's stupid. It's stupid in this day and age.
Who is most likely to be the victim? In order.
Yeah.
Spouse or significant other.
Sure.
A friend. Mm. Children. Mm. Co-workers. Your mommy. Your boss. Daddy. A neighbor. A roommate. And some people enjoy pranking their pets.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's what are you talking about? It doesn't need to be April Fool's Day to prank a pet. Oh, I had to put my cat on a diet. I went and got a new food dispenser thing.
What do you mean? I thought your cat only ate raw meat.
No, protein only. No
no filler, all no filler.
Yeah, it has to be all protein. But the thing is, he has a feeder.
Because you said he only eats special food that you have to go get from...
Tractor Supply.
Yeah. you can't go to the pet store.
No, they don't make this. This is like Fresh Kill.
Is that the name of it, Fresh Kill?
It may as well be. But I had for him in his growing years, because that's what the breeder had suggested, D-Train's cousin or something from...
He's got a lot of cousins.
Alabama, you darn him. So I got him this feeder that feeds him in the morning and feeds him at night, a precise amount. I had that. The feeder, he broke it. By reaching in there and snapping the little flaps that control the food release, he broke it. I saw the plastic dispenser thing all broken so that he can sit there and just eat at will. But they're pretty expensive. So I let it go for a while now, and he's put on the weight. He's starting to become fat and lazy. And I said, that's it. He's going to go back on a regimen. So I cut his food portions in half.
Uh-oh. You're going to be cut in half.
I cut him in half. And set the timer that he's fed twice a day.
You basically have a cheetah in a small apartment.
Yeah, he's fed twice a day, and that's it, so that he can get this excess weight. Because before, it would just gravity would pull the food down, and he'd just keep eating all day. So now, saw him last night. He was waiting. He learns easily.
Easily trained.
Like a gorilla with a straw hat on and a corn cob pipe. Jesus. But he's now just waits by his food bowl because he knows I got to wait for food now. And so, walked into the kitchen. There he is lying next to his food bowl, his paw in the bowl dispenser, just waiting for his next feeding. And I said, yeah, a little hungry now, aren't you?
He's going to kill you. Yeah,
no, he ain't going to kill me. I keep the doors locked. I do. I can't leave my bedroom door open. I can't leave my door open.
Yeah, well, what happens when you're in your recliner and you doze off watching golf?
It happens, and he does attack. It happens. You got to be on guard.
Have you ever looked at that cat and used your patented line?
What?
Does that bring you pleasure?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, he loves it.
So as the cat's biting you and clawing you, you'll say, does that bring you pleasure?
Yep.
And the cat says, yes.
Mm-hmm. If he wants you to pet him, he's the nicest cat in the world.
What if he doesn't want to be petted?
He'll bite you.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'm going to do something that the show is known for, but we're only going to count it as one.
Okay.
Olive Garden has a new giant Italian classics menu.
Oh, yeah.
And with a name like Giant Italian Classics, well, what does it mean?
Big Italian portions?
It means giant versions of some classics.
Like?
Well, that would include stuffed shells and a meatball that weighs 12 ounces. But the real highlight is a foot-long chicken parm.
F yeah. Yes.
Meanwhile, over at Outback, they're pretty pleased with the Bloomin' Onion, the most famous deep-fried appetizer in the country.
Sure.
But some people may have had the thought, you know, it's good, but it's not deep-fried enough.
What?
Because they've just announced a new version of the Bloomin' Onion that comes with a complement of deep-fried ribs on top of it.
Wow!
Oh, and they're also cheese fries between the fried onion and the fried rib.
Kick ass.
No word on the nutrition facts on the new item, but a standard Bloomin' Onion is 1,950 calories.
Jeez, do we have pictures of these things?
It's just going to make you hungry. You know how pictures of food are.
Oh, look at that.
Ain't something.
Why don't you go have Dave get you one of those?
You know, I might just do that.
Where's that's at Outback?
You want one of them, Junior?
Yeah, look at that.
I love one.
Look at that.
That looks amazing.
Jeez.
That is a work of art.
Do we have any pictures of the Olive Garden stuff, too? Like the giant chicken parm or what was the other one, the meatball?
Yeah.
The
giant stuffed shells, giant meatball.
The super bloomin', you got to admit, that's impressive.
That's an app.
That's
one hell of an app.
Yeah. Almost your daily equivalent of calories in one sitting. Now, what's... Oh.
That's a foot-long chicken parm.
Oh, yeah. It could go a little better on the side of pasta. They can make that a little bigger, too. That's a standard side of pasta. You're going to go with that big chicken parm. Got to have the noodles to cover it.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't show how big it was.
True. We're looking at scale here.
Yes.
Perspective.
There is nothing more dangerous than a potential bride. Especially as they're counting the days before the wedding.
Yep.
But you wouldn't know anything about that.
Not me. I'll tell you. They're capable of anything. And the most bizarre thoughts go running through their heads.
Do I dare say such as?
No, I better not. They exist.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it, but you made me do it.
I know you had to, and maybe one day, as the day gets closer, because I'm sure there's more on the way, I'll tell you.
Oh, when you see them and they're quiet and they're just staring off into nowhere, what they are thinking would frighten anyone.
Yep. What you thinking?
We've tried to illustrate this with 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Yep. When they start drifting off, staring into nowhere,
mm-hmm.
where their mind's really working.
Yep.
You don't want to know.
No. And you mistakenly think, oh, thank God, a minute of peace and quiet. No, it's danger. If they're not yammering, the thoughts they're thinking
they're
aren't good.
They're a scheming.
Yep. Case in point, 32-year-old Vanessa Klein from Stafford, Virginia. She was just busted for embezzling more than $93,000 from the construction company where she worked as a bookkeeper.
How much?
$93,000.
A lot of money.
And really, it was all about the wedding.
Sure.
Out of the 93, 25 went to the wedding planner, $2,000 for the dress.
Okay.
And most importantly, $7,200 for a pre-wedding ass lift.
Right on. What? I wonder if there are there pictures of her. Oh, there she is. She could probably use one. Look at those bug eyes. That's crazy right there, Haney.
Now, she got away with all of this.
Yeah.
Until the credit card company called the owner of the construction company to threaten him that the account would be shut down for non-payment.
Oh.
Now, obviously, this was news to him. He thought he was in good standing. He looked into the books and figured out just how bad Vanessa had screwed him. She's facing 5 charges for embezzlement and 10 separate forgery counts.
Gonna have to postpone that wedding.
And by the way, the only reason Vanessa got the job at the construction company...
Why?
...is because the previous bookkeeper had been fired and arrested for embezzlement.
Oh, my God. Look at her. That is crazy.
Crazy as they come.
Yep. Junior, you'd swipe right on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God. She'd kill you in your sleep.
And there is no remorse there.
None. Well, other than she got caught. 90,000.
93.
96.1 thousand.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Because Vanessa needs an ass lift.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchor.
How about going to the gym once in a while?
Bill.
There's your ass lift.
Police in Little Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Old egg.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
They received a call on Tuesday night about a man who got into a fight with himself.
Who was the egg-gressor?
Well, it seems that 37-year-old Jason Kramer was having some sort of existential meltdown. He was in the parking lot of the Wawa punching himself in the face. And, of course, eventually a crowd gathered to watch him hit himself. Yep. Well, once there were enough people in the crowd, he knew punching himself wasn't going to keep him there. It might get him there.
Yeah.
So he raised the stakes with a classic move.
What's that?
Well, he whipped it out.
Of course he did.
The police showed up and he was arrested for lewdness. And yes, they say he was on something. They just don't know what it was.
Jeez. Introduce her to that one.
That'd be a happy marriage. And that's the news for today, Monday, April 1st.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. With all you have to do is watch an episode of the 1960s TV Batman show where Adam West, and when Egghead, played by Vincent Price, would be the guest villain. Everything was excellent. An extravaganza. It's awesome to watch. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Rob Show at 6 o'clock with a safe word. Could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Tamiami Trail at Pondella Road, right at the Pondella Plaza parking lot. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Colonial Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. And then this is on Fort Myers Beach. We got a crash. And I think both of these are the same. A crash, Fort Myers Beach, Estero Boulevard at the Riviera Club. And you are up to date.
Oh, when a very lovely lady sat next to mine. When she got up to eat, she asked if I would hold her sight. I was more than happy to, and now there's more I'd like to do. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her rear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more.
I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me.
You haven't played this one in a long time.
When she returned, she said she was an actress. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening,
which she'd been sitting on.
She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts,
then wrecked them.
I want to kiss her, but she won't let me.
I want to whisper nothing's in her rear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more.
I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. Well, I'll never forget that train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat,
our tales.
But as my heart tried to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl
in the end.
I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me.
I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her rear. I want to hold her behind closed doors and more.
I want to kiss her, but I want to kiss her, but I want to kiss her, but she won't let me.
Once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I'm very fortunate, though. I've got a girlfriend right now. It's going pretty well.
I'm lucky. I used to think I was a little bit unstable, and then I met every girl I've ever dated, and now I think I'm fine, you know? Like, they kind of keep it under wraps for a while. Everything seems cool, and about 2 months in, they're like, maybe this weekend we could... I'm crazy! And then they blow away like a tumbleweed. And I'm like, come back. I'm crazy, too. My issue with my girlfriend right now is she spends all my money, which is fine. You know, like, I know that that's what happens, but she offers to pay when there's no way it can possibly happen. Like, when we're at a restaurant and they're running my credit card through the machine, she'll be like, do you want me to pay? I'm like, yeah, we'll just void this transaction, go back and run your card through, and then you can just write me a check for the last 9 months. That way we'll get it all out of the way. But she felt bad about it because I talk about it on stage. So
have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. I do this for Haney every Monday.
And no, but you can get it.
Body language may be a lot more important than you imagine. All it right. affects not just how you're perceived by others, yeah. but also your yeah. internal body chemistry. Holding your body in a certain position literally changes the way you are.
Literally.
Do this pose. Chest out and arms spread like a V for victory. Holding a high power pose for as little as 2 minutes increases your testosterone levels, which are associated with confidence, and
yes.
decreases your cortisol levels,
What's
which
that?
Are associated with stress. Oh. Holding certain
that ain't,
poses...
It ain't working.
Gives you more confidence and
exhausted.
Helps you yeah. to work better. So stop slouching and
working.
Strike a high power pose.
Motivational Monday.
Yeah, can we just continue
you
that?
You have to drop the whole thing because that ain't working. I'm not dropping this. This is for Junior.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I think I'm going to start growing my own food, like in a garden. It's a lot healthier for you. I mean, if you think about it, the pilgrims didn't have high cholesterol or heart disease.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
It's so important to have laughter. Just trust me.
What up, biatch?
4 o'clock
that
fluffer
sound
time.
It's so pathetic.
Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Yes, today is April Fool's Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
April Fool's Day fun facts.
Top April Fool's Day fun facts.
The world's biggest fan of April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett. It's the day when the least funny people try to be funny.
Yep. So there he is. There's Mr. Funny.
Trump observes it by sending daughter Tiffany a "You're my favorite daughter" card.
Our country is in serious trouble.
But we're draining the swamp.
Yeah, but we're draining the swamp.
And yes.
We're draining the swamp.
Yes.
Love you, Papa Trump.
No.
He would say, I love you, too.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Is that all you got?
He loves it. No.
He didn't get any of the good ones.
Oh, he's got.
They don't have my talent, my money, or especially my good looks.
That's right. He's got hundreds of them over there.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
That is
true. That's true.
Saving this country from itself.
Damn right.
Yeah, 2020, bitch.
Uh,
The oldest April Fool's prank in Ireland is the old whiskey shortage trick.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, yes, I have. It dulls the pain.
It was a special day when Obama was in office.
Yeah.
When Biden spent the day with a kick me sign on his back.
You're fired.
Yeah, Biden. We'd said a long time ago, remember how he was getting familiar with a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
You and I said it.
Yep.
What the hell's going on here?
Good guy Joe Biden.
Yep.
Old Uncle Joe.
Yep.
And I cannot believe the hatchet job they're doing on him, and he hasn't even announced.
No, hasn't. Well, he's a dinosaur. He's on the apology tour.
Yeah, apologizing for old white men.
Yep.
About 50% of Americans open their April Fool's gifts on April Fool's Eve.
Yeah, I do.
Retailers say by far it's the best time of year for rubber spider sales.
Yep.
And finally, the very top April Fool's Day fun fact.
Yes.
Now, the person on the receiving end of the prank is the April Fool.
Yeah.
The person pulling the prank is known as the douchebag. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Sure. That's it, baby.
Freddy.
I did not hear one of our freakouts.
I got the mother gold.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.